You know, the other night I was so encouraged and so blessed. We decided, and when I say we, me and my wife decided to do a YouTube video to send out to the church just as a word of encouragement and to share a few things with them. And the reason I was so encouraged is my wife is usually very shy and not willing to participate in those with me, especially during this latest season that we find ourselves in. And so I was so encouraged, and she had such a powerful word for our people. She began to tell the story of how she was studying Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. And it reads, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And she began to talk about how the Lord spoke to heart and said, "Why are you dismayed? It's no time to be dismayed." And she took the opportunity to look up dismayed, and it means to horrify or to be horrified, to be unnerved or deter or be deterred by arousing fear. And the Lord said, don't be dismayed even during this difficult time. And so I thought about the word dismayed myself. And I thought about sharing on this podcast with you the thought, praise your way to victory. Child of God, I remind you, we can praise our way to victory. Psalm 113:3 reminds us, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Praise God. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him at noon. Praise Him at night. If you've never praised God in your life, then get started right now. Praise Him for freedom. Praise Him for healing and for Calvary. Praise Him for the very name of Jesus. In this very uncertain and ever-changing season, you know, there's one thing that doesn't change, and that's God's unconditional love for you. Now, that alone deserves a praise. You ought to be shouting your way to work, shouting your way back home from work. Or if you find yourself at home right now in the middle of a quarantine, you need to be praising your way around the house. If there's anything the devil can't stand, it's praise. And remember, God inhabits the praise of His people. And darkness cannot hang around light. Amen and amen. You know, if you've never praised Him or never felt like that you've, you know, praised your way to victory, right now is the best time to learn that principle. Learn how to praise your way to victory. You know, if you've taken territory from the devil and he's coming against you trying to get it back, this is not the time to sit down and whine about how things aren't working out or going your way. It's not time to decide that God has taken His hand off of your life. This is the time to say, God's got a plan for me. God's got a plan even in the middle of all this mess. And I know that He is for me and not against me. And greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Jesus, I just give you a shout of praise right now. Let me tell you, child of God, it's time to get into the Word and get yourself anchored in God's promises. It's time to keep those promises constantly before your eyes and in your heart. It is time to pray the prayer of faith and take your stand on the basis of His provision. it is time to continue to do the things that you know to do. You see, when Satan starts shaking your mountain, don't retreat and run for cover. Speak to the mountain with the authority you have been given in the name of Jesus. Then, when you've done that, start to praise and shout the victory. You see, you don't have to be afraid of Satan. He should be afraid of you. A child of God, a child of the Most High King. Even in this season, there's an old saying that is still true today. Praise your way to victory, or praise and be raised, complain and remain. Wow. Well, in closing, I just want to remind you once again, child of God, Church of Jesus Christ, Church of a risen Savior, we can praise our way to victory. You know, I've made a decision that I'm going to speak health, life, and blessings and victory. I'm going to praise my way through this difficult season and through these very challenging circumstances. Jesus, we praise you right now. It is your praise I lift up. I give you the glory for what you've done, for what you're doing, and for what you're going to do. I don't see this as a setback. I see it as a setup for an amazing future. And Lord, right now, for those that find themselves alone and are sick, and those who feel like they have no praise to offer up, I praise you right now on their behalf. I thank you for being a redeemer. I thank you for being a God of restoration and a God who can heal. You are our healer. I praise you right now. Amen and amen. Church, let's praise our way to victory. Let's praise our way through this. Praise and be raised. You know, I just want to thank you for listening. Feel free to share this. And I just pray blessings and favor upon you, your family, and your home.